This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you want to talk about an upcoming court ruling that might have something to say about homeschool?
The case, right? Yeah.
So we'll get into that here when we get a chance. We'll go to your calls and thoughts first. Nick is in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. This is Nick from Boston. Dave called about me last week and said I was a meth head, so I want to call in and rebuke that. I'm not a meth head, but it is a fact that Dave is a lazy bum, and I want to tell you guys a quick story about Dave from New York. He was going to get a free car a couple of years ago, and it was the car belonged to a guy who died in Iraq, and his mother was, you know, parting with his car. And all Dave needed to do was go over there and shovel the car out, you know, shovel it out of the snow. Mm-hmm. And instead of just saying I'm a lazy bum and declining, Dave went on the internet and started posting ads on Craigslist saying that this lady was all sorts of horrible things. You know, her son had just died in Iraq, and Dave, she's an older woman, and Dave wants her to dig out this free car for him because he's just the laziest person on earth. And I don't know why he listens to, like, you guys are a libertarian talk show. Dave is about as libertarian as Bernie Sanders.
I don't think Dave understands any of this stuff.
He posts on the internet about how he wants a job, but he can't work over a certain number of hours because they'll take away his government assistance. You know, that doesn't sound like a libertarian to me.
No. Well, you don't have to be a libertarian to listen to Free Talk Live. Dave obviously likes to call Free Talk Live because he can actually get on the air. I mean, you know, a lot of other shows aren't going to let Dave on the radio, but we'll let anybody with a pulse who can dial a phone. Actually, you don't even have to be able to dial the phone. You can have someone, if you're too drunk to dial Free Talk Live, hand the phone to someone who can dial, and then they can hand it back to you.
I'm sure that's been done before.
So as long as you can actually speak into a phone in a somewhat intelligible manner, you'll pretty much get on the air on this show. Whereas Dave, you know, has a history of calling. You're talking about Dave in New York, by the way, longtime caller of the show. He has a history of calling radio shows and getting into beefs with the hosts of those shows. He's got a bunch of videos on his YouTube channel where he'll call like local rock disc jockeys and then get mad when they won't play the songs that he wants them to play.
He just likes to beef with people.
So, yeah, pretty much. Nick, glad to know you're not a meth head. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The drama of Dave.
I think Dave called in on that particular issue with the car.
And like, really?
Yeah, I recall him, you know, wanting his parents to give him a ride or something.
To go dig the car out or something?
Something, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
It does seem like when Dave has a problem, that it's other people's fault.
Yep, that's a pretty unlibertarian thing as well.
Well, it's a pretty anti-reality. If you if the world is happening to you all the time, you're just a victim. You're never going to have a particularly good life. You need to, take responsibility for what goes on. Sometimes terrible things happen, but the more responsibility you take, the more control you have in your own mind.
So before we get into your court case, Mark, there's interesting news that's sort of making headlines right now. Countercurrentnews.com has the story that Anonymous has begun publishing identities of KKK politicians and police officers.
There are KKK politicians. I guess there would be some somewhere.
As recently reported, the hacktivist group Anonymous has declared an all-out war on the Ku Klux Klan, vowing to expose those members who have infiltrated police departments and government. Now, on the one-year anniversary of OpKKK, Anonymous has begun publishing the personal details of members of the KKK as part of its campaign of cyber warfare against the white supremacist hate group.
Now, I like Anonymous's, some of Anonymous's work.
I
but
do, too.
This is some area that can get really sticky, right? Like, you know,
well, not if they have evidence.
What, I would like to know what the evidence is. Just popping somebody's name out there is one thing. And, you know, there's quite a few John Smiths in the world.
Just days ago, Anonymous promised that by the middle of November, there would be 1,000 members of the KKK unmasked as part of this operation. Anonymous made the pledge after coming into possession of the private information through a Twitter account that was hacked. They have stated that the list is only the list they've released already, which just happened, I think, within the last 24 hours. Was only the first small list of politicians to be revealed, published in four separate listings on the text-sharing website Pastebin.
Does the KKK keep good records of the politicians that they have that are have infiltrated the government? What I mean, this all seems very odd to me.
Yeah, I mean, what I've seen so far, there really wasn't any evidence posted. What I saw was just a list of allegations about certain politicians, and there were only about five on the list that I've seen. The list they include here,
are they local politicians?
Not to New Hampshire. I searched for New Hampshire.
Local too. I mean, they're generally not national level politicians.
I don't have the list in front of me right now. I didn't like spot any known names or anything like that. But I got the impression they were mostly local politicians.
There's 435 people in the House of Representatives. I'm certain I wouldn't, you know, you can flash names past me. I'm sure there's some of them that I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Plenty
of
them.
And the link here at Countercurrent News doesn't actually have the list of the names that I had seen previously. So they have posted some phone numbers in this list and 23 email addresses. The KKK has promised counter-protest against Anonymous worldwide.
How do you counter-protest Anonymous?
I don't know, get a bunch of Nazis to go out and hold signs?
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Anonymous made an official statement related to the hacking and doxing of the KKK, which says, quote, "After closely observing so many of you for so very long, we feel confident that applying transparency to your organizational cells is the right, just, appropriate, and only course of action. You are abhorrent, criminal. You are more than extremists. You are more than a hate group. You operate much more like terrorists, and you should be recognized as such."
Now, Anonymous came out of the 4chan group, right? Initially?
I don't know.
If you go to 4chan and you take a look at that message board, it is some bigoted stuff that gets posted in there.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know the history of Anonymous.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you. And, of course, you never know who Anonymous is.
Is there Anonymous?
So who's posting these updates? I have no idea. But I think it's an interesting story, although, you know, they say the KKK operates like terrorists. When was the last time the KKK did anything?
I don't know.
What do they do? Do they have secret meetings? I'm sure they have secret meetings or whatever, but... You know, because they are alleging that they have members, so if they have members, they presumably have meetings. But, you know, let's see. I think there was some white supremacists that came out to protest something within the last year. It was like the flag thing, right? The Southern flag, the rebel flag controversy. There was some sort of hate group that came out there. I don't know if it was the KKK or just some Nazi skinheads or something.
Yeah, I don't think of the KKK as a particularly effective organization, but I guess the suggestion here from Anonymous is that's what I'm supposed to think, that they have figured out ways to be more effective, and they just have a...
Maybe it's quietly.
Yeah, a veneer of ineffectiveness.
Maybe they're taking over government agencies and then using the power of the state to wield against... blacks or other minorities.
I suppose you would want to know if any particular politician has ever attended a KKK meeting.
That
right?
would be useful.
I mean, I suppose that if it was, you know, the opportunity popped up, maybe I would go to see what a KKK meeting was like just to see what it was like. I mean, that doesn't mean you're a bigot just because you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but it would be seen as a pretty bad thing to do that, so I would certainly not do that. I'm not that curious as to what they... I can imagine what they would do at a KKK meeting. Talk about how much they hate other people for being different.
I don't disagree with you for a second on that, but what I'm suggesting here is that, you know, I mean, here we sit speculating on how effective the KKK is as an organization in, you know, creating public policy here today in the United States. and we are just wildly speculating. The person who would be less wildly speculating is the journalist who went in and took a look.
Yeah. I'm not interested. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Comment on the latest operation by Anonymous. Also, Mark will be telling us about a court case that is going to have some effect. Was it Texas? Going to have an effect in Texas?
That's right.
Regarding homeschooling and the freedom to teach your kids what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Should you wish, you may join us. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, your family's doing something a little bit different when it comes to health care coverage.
Yeah, what we've decided to do is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is like an insurance company in that the costs of health care is sort of spread out over a group of people, but it isn't an insurance company. These are sort of legal definitions. They don't have the overhead, the huge buildings, and all the staff and things that insurance companies have. And you're able to choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. It's you're completely covered as far as the Obamacare thing goes. You don't have to pay the fines or whatever for not being covered. So they fit all of those criteria, which is that's good for a lot of people. I think that, of course, if your company's paying for your health insurance, I wouldn't necessarily recommend Liberty HealthShare for you. But if you're out there paying for your own, you need to take a look, because the costs for us was like half. And so it's worth pricing this out, especially with the increases that I'm hearing about for health insurance going across the board. You know, they told us it was going to be lower cost for health care once everybody was required to be on board, but the costs just keep going up. Go to joinlhs, that's Liberty Health Share, joinlhs.com. And there's a telephone number if you prefer that. It's 1-800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. JoinLHS.com.
All right, so you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. So, Mark, tell me what is happening in Texas that could be affecting families who want to homeschool their kids who are homeschooling.
From WashingtonPost.com, it says here that, a legal test for Texas homeschoolers. Do you have to prove you've learned something? In an empty office at the family's El Paso motorcycle dealership, Laura McIntyre says her nine kids are learning. McIntyre's brother-in-law says they were singing and playing says they were singing and playing instruments. Learning was unnecessary, one of the older children allegedly said, because they're going to get raptured.
Okay.
Yep.
Meaning they believe they're going to be pulled off of the earth when Jesus comes back?
That's the idea. Swept up when the trumpet sounds. The two will take their dispute to the Texas Supreme Court next week in a case that involves family feuds, competing legal complaints, and claims about the second coming. A 17-year-old who ran away from home so that she could go to school, and a fundamental question that could impact all 300,000 or so children homeschooled in Texas. Where's the line between a parent's right to oversee their children's education and the state's duty to make sure that children are actually getting one? So,
define education, because the state's version of it is a pretty crappy level of education in a lot of cases.
Right. And this is, for me, this is it's a difficult subject, right? Like, I'm certain there are people out there that do a poor job, what I would call intentionally do a poor job of educating their kids.
Sure.
Lots of people do that.
They might have the priority of getting high instead of educating their kids.
I suppose that's a possibility. Even high people want their kid to be educated. But, they may be educating their kids in things that I consider to be completely false. They may have a faith-based belief that I consider to be false. For instance, they may believe the government works.
When I say by getting high, I mean a drug addict who is constantly chasing the next high and not really caring about their kids, not feeding them.
Those people generally don't homeschool. Like, the drug addict wants very, very, very badly to get rid of their kid as soon as possible. As soon as they may have somebody around who gets their kid ready for school in the morning, but...
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting they were homeschooling. I was just saying that, that could be an example of a parent that wouldn't care about their kids very much.
I suppose, but it's not a parent. It's not really a great example of a parent that would homeschool.
Right.
But I will point out that on the other side of this is that an organization, that's government schools, and if you call that an organization, it's a bunch of different organizations, but from nationwide, if you take the numbers, 20%, I've read in articles in the past, 20% of people who graduate from government schools, and I believe you can hold government schools responsible for the people who drop out, too. Where were they up until that point? They were in government school. Mm-hmm. So here you have somebody half of their waking hours on weekdays, and you can't even motivate them enough to stay in your free school where they don't have to go to work. That's a pretty bit strong indictment. But 20% of the ones that graduate are functionally illiterate, and in some districts it's as high as 40%.
Okay.
I'd say that, you know, the government getting involved in somebody else's education is probably, it's pretty hypocritical, right? Like, you know, oh, well, the courts are going to have to decide whether or not it's acceptable for this woman to give her children crappy educations because, well, the government gives crappy educations all the time, and we should be able to have the exclusive monopoly on crappy educations.
Okay.
You get where I'm coming from?
Yep.
Yeah, so it seems ridiculous to me. But nonetheless, let's go on.
Yeah, I'll learn more about the case.
The two will take their dispute to the Texas Supreme Court next week in a case that is where's the line between the parents' right to oversee their children's education and the state's duty to make sure the children are actually getting one? Laura and Michael McIntyre have been teaching their children since 2004, according to court documents. When they withdrew the kids from a local private school, under Texas law, they weren't required to register with state officials, enroll in any accredited program, administer standardized tests, or teach pre-approved curriculum. So this is the kind of thing we're going for here in New Hampshire is – The state just stays out of homeschoolers' business.
Hasn't happened yet, but they've managed to roll back some of the homeschool regulations here.
Pretty close. Pretty close. The Texas Homeschool Coalition calls the state one of the best in the U.S. for
Sounds
home
like
educators.
It.
Here, people are still free, the group says on their website. The only requirement is that parents ensure their children receive a bona fide education.
What that means
and how that should be enforced are not clearly defined.
And that's what the court's going to look at, is the definition of bona fide education?
I guess. So for the McIntyres, the challenge came in 2006 when the local school board district received an anonymous complaint that the children were not being educated. The district's attendance officer, Mark Mendoza, met with the children's grandparents who said they worried about their grandkids' education. Michael McIntyre's brother, Tracy, said he never saw the kids reading books, doing math, or using a computer or other school equipment, though he did overhear one of the kids say they didn't need to do schoolwork because they were waiting to be raptured. One of the children...
Sorry, who was this?
This is the brother-in-law, I believe, or uncle, something.
So it was a family member who snitched him out?
Because
my question was going to be, if they're completely outside of the system, how'd the system get to be aware of them in the first place?
Yeah, it's a family member that got involved.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, if you see your nephews and nieces, what you consider to be being abused, what do you do?
Talk to someone if they're your friend or family member and you care about them.
Do you think that
otherwise nothing?
Do you think that if they're letting their children be uneducated because they believe they're going to be raptured, that they're going to listen?
If someone's being physically abused, then I would say you could rescue them physically from that property.
So when learning occurs at different times in different age groups, and your mind's more pliable when you're younger, so if you miss those opportunities, you're going to grow up to be a dum-dum.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, if it's really important to you, then kidnap the kids yourself. Don't ask someone else to do it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Talking about the freedom to homeschool, the freedom to educate your kids in the way that you think is best, not in the way that the state and their bureaucrats have deemed to be the appropriate way to do so. Of course, there are plenty of people who will inevitably disagree with whatever your homeschool curriculum is, and they want to shove the state's views down your throat.
No matter what your homeschool curriculum is, somebody will disagree with it. Plenty of people will disagree with it. We interviewed this lady one time on the air at some event or another, and her kids had gone to college at like 12 and 13 years old. They were homeschooled, and they, you know, she had them in college by 12 or 13. Hmm. I don't particularly support that. I think that that's too fast. I got it, right, Ian? Yeah. Like, you don't care what happens to other people's kids. It's fine.
Kids, I'd support it. If they're ready to go to college and that's what they want to do, then that's great.
Well, I don't know if they're ready or not.
Just, you know, watch out for all the drinking.
I'm concerned. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's always somebody who has something to say about how you're raising your kids. Everybody's got some kind of opinion on it. It's this thing that it's like just okay to talk about how other other people are raising their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what this case is about.
Everybody's an expert, but they all get it wrong?
Yeah. starting in January 2006, and I can't figure out the timeline on this from reading the story, and I've read it a couple of times.
Okay.
Exactly how it goes. But it all starts in January 2006. The McIntyres, I guess they have a motorcycle dealership or something. They have their nine kids at the motorcycle dealership. Yep. I've already got something to say about that. And they're educating them in an empty office. Well, the brother-in-law or uncle, depending on which side of the family we're talking about here, he doesn't like what he sees. He never sees them with a book. He never sees them on computers. He doesn't see them what he considers to be studying. And these are kids of all ages. He sees them playing musical instruments, and he hears one of the kids, his claim is, at one point saying, "We don't have to do schoolwork. We're waiting to be raptured.
Uh-huh.
Jesus is going to come get us. What do we need to be able to know? Why do we need to be able to know our ABCs for?"
Yeah, screw it.
And to the point that actually one of the children, a then 17-year-old Tori, had actually run away from home so she could attend school. Mendoza testified. Mendoza is the district attendance officer. Her parents refused to provide information about her education so far to the local high school. So far, this is 2015. This is 2006. I'm not exactly sure where we're talking about here.
I'm not either.
She was placed in, she was placed in.
So she's 17 now, but was not 17.
She was then 17 is what it says there.
All right.
But, nonetheless, that she was placed in a freshman class with 14 and 15-year-olds.
Got it.
So what's interesting to point out is what the state's saying here is that even if you get no education at all, you're only 1 or 2 years behind the kids that we've had for the last, 9 or 10 years.
Yeah.
That doesn't speak very highly of the education they're providing. And there are numbers that actually prove this. They've looked at it, and apparently, with no education at all, kids perform at a one grade level below what, government school has.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, I think I'd rather have the free time.
Well, that's what it comes down to is ultimately, how many hours a day?
Nine.
That's how many you're there. But talk about the busing and the getting them up early in the morning and wrapping them up in clothes. And God knows what the cost, the incredible societal cost and trucking them around and doing all this stuff. With all that, the best you can do is bump them up a grade. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty frightening. What followed was 18 months of back and forth between the McIntyres and the school district. Administrators asked for documentation, any documentation, of what the McIntyres children were learning.
But they're not obligated to provide that, correct?
All they got was a letter from a homeschool legal defense association attorney saying the family was in full compliance and would not be providing any more information on the matter. In another exchange, Laura McIntyre said that she did not feel it would be right to submit documentation about her children's schooling, according to court documents. Laura McIntyre has since said that she was teaching her kids using an ABECA, a curriculum published by Pensacola Christian College that teaches from a Christian perspective. Mendoza.
She claims she is educating her kids, but one of the kids said something to an uncle about how we don't have to learn things because we're going to be raptured.
Yes, that's the claim. Well, the uncle claims this.
Yeah.
So Mendoza filed truancy complaints, which I don't see how they're which were ultimately dismissed when Tori and her grandparents declined to testify in the matter.
They're not enrolled in the school. How can they be truant?
Yeah. An El Paso assistant district attorney said the McIntyres responded with a lawsuit of their own alleging the school district, its superintendent, Mendoza violated the Texas Education Code, their right to religious freedom, and the U.S. Constitution by investigating the family's homeschooling. They also claimed that their relatives had brought up the truancy complaints because of a separate dispute over the now-defunct family-run motorcycle business.
Okay.
Texas State Appeals Court ruled in the school's district's favor, finding that the parents do not have an absolute constitutional right to homeschool, and that there is nothing in state law that precludes an attendance officer like Mendoza from investigating whether homeschooled children are actually learning. I wouldn't see that there was either. I mean,
he can investigate whatever he wants.
Yeah, investigate away, I guess.
But the appeals court ruled against them, saying that there is no right to homeschool.
No, the lower court said that it was not an absolute right to homeschool.
What's the difference between an absolute right and a right?
The Texas law says that you have to be providing a bona fide education.
Yeah.
So if you're a homeschooler,
but you don't have to provide any evidence.
Right. That's exactly right. So, yeah. I guess that at some point, if the law claims that you have to provide a bona fide education, that you will have to prove that you have you're providing a bona fide education, but it doesn't require ways that you have to go about proving it, if you know what I mean.
So if the judge orders you to, then you'd have to?
I guess you would. At this point, I mean, you know, these numbers, these kids are going to be all, 18 years old at this point.
Yeah, but no one's been ordered to provide this. The lower courts didn't order that. They just simply ruled against the family.
The lower courts did rule against the family.
And now it's going to the Texas Supreme Court.
Yeah. So it goes
so
on.
So we can expect a ruling in like a year or something, huh?
Yeah, that there's nothing in state law that precludes an attendance officer from Chief Justice Ann Crawford McClure said, quoting a 1972 Supreme Court ruling, there's no doubt as to the power of a state having high responsibility for education of its citizens to impose reasonable regulations for the control and duration of basic education. The McIntyres appealed that ruling, and now the case will go before the Texas all-Republican Supreme Court. You know, and Republicans tend to be more positive towards homeschooling. We'll see how it goes. According to the AP, all but one of the McIntyres children have grown up and are no longer being taught by their parents. But Laura McIntyre says she is looking for a little clarification as she continues to teach her youngest child.
Yeah. I let's have some interviews with these kids then, or the now adults. I'd love to hear what they think as adults about their ability to learn, or how much they did learn, or how equipped they feel to deal with the real world. Because they've been outside of the government institution; they've never been inside of it apparently, except for the one that maybe ran away or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe she actually did go to the government school for a short period of time. But they've been in the real world, so to speak. They've been working in this motorcycle store or whatever. Are they better adjusted to the real world than these people in government school that really don't know anything about reality because they've been kept in this institution for 13 years or whatever? So I'd be really interested to have somebody sit down with these young people on video and just talk to them and see what their level of intelligence is, because a lot of homeschool people are very, very intelligent.
Oh, that much is true. These are the allegations range from sort of unschooled to a Christian curriculum, depending on which side of this you agree with. We don't have a curriculum for my son, but I
you don't have to report that to the state of New Hampshire.
My son is not a resident of the state of New Hampshire.
Okay.
So, the state of New Hampshire has no control of him, whatever. But,
cool.
We do the unschooling thing, but, I'd be remiss if I was to say that there was no guidance whatever in his education. There certainly is. There's some things that are important for me that he learns, and when he asks questions about stuff, we go investigate it. So the curriculum is sort of self-created.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be with unschooling. 855-450-FREE, at least my understanding of it. 855-450-3733. Virtual reality comes
to you. You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Liberty HealthShare.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Right here, our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, join us on Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. Maybe you're someone who thinks education should be provided by the state, and you're offended by the idea that these folks are homeschooling their kids in Texas, and you think they should lose and be forced to send their kids to a government school. You can join us here if you want to comment on that. In other news, Wired.com had something that was kind of a surprise to me last night. On this show, we've been following the kind of the slow decline and utter ultimate demise of the newspaper business because it's a fascinating fall from prominence. It's interesting to watch it happen. It's like watching the dinosaurs die in tar pits or something like that.
I guess. I still feel like newspapers can be saved. Journalism's important. People want journalism. But the sad thing is that journalism's tied to this old model. Now, can the old model figure out a way to continue to be relevant? Newspapers, it's kind of nice in some ways to have a newspaper. But
you're older than a lot of people who have no interest in newspapers whatsoever. And so you see subscription rates falling dramatically.
What about coupons? I mean, if you use one or two coupons out of a newspaper in a given week, you pay for the entire subscription.
Okay, I see where you're coming from there. But there's also people that ship you coupons in the mail, too. So, I mean, there's plenty of coupons out there. Newspapers don't need to be the only way to deliver a coupon to somebody. And if that's all they are going to base their business on in the future, that's probably not going to cut it. The subscription rates have been falling dramatically over the last two decades, especially so over the last decade. And that's why I was surprised to see what I considered to be an innovative move from the New York Times, who has been one of the companies that has been struggling. They've had to close down some of their newsrooms and, you know, fire staff and restructure and try desperately to put up paywalls so they can milk as much money out of their internet users as they possibly can to in a desperate attempt to stay relevant and stay alive. I think they still have some good news reporting over there, but you know, the old model just isn't cutting it anymore. And here's the news from Wired.com. On November 7th, so 5 days from now, a couple of huge things are going to happen in the world of virtual reality. Okay. They'll be wrapped up in one big package like a VR burrito, and the ramifications for VR's mainstream future may be monumental. On Tuesday, the New York Times announced a partnership with Google Cardboard to introduce a new immersive documentary film. As part of the effort, more than a million little cardboard VR headsets will be packed into the already chunky New York Times Sunday bundle.
Okay.
Another 300,000 or so Times Insider subscribers and long-tenure digital subscribers will get these Google Cardboard viewers, too. Those cardboard headsets won't provide a virtual reality experience by themselves. You'll need to slide your smartphone into the low-cost viewers to witness the VR magic. But all of a sudden, 1.3 million people in the United States will have VR headsets in their hands, many of them for the first time. And the first thing they'll watch will be the Times' upcoming VR documentary called The Displaced. Brian Blow, research director for innovative personal technologies at Gartner, said, "I think it's kind of a seminal moment, regardless of whether it's journalism or not. It's Google and the New York Times, two well-known brands. They're giving away more than a million of these. That, I think, is the biggest deal. Having this many cardboards out there is great. I've never heard of another organization attempting to give away that many for a single purpose." So, Mark, are you familiar with Google Cardboard?
I think that Google Cardboard is a virtual reality viewer that allows you to sort of fold up this thing and be able to slide your smartphone into it, and then essentially experience virtual reality through these sort of cardboard goggles that you have created.
Yeah, it's like a poor man's VR headset, essentially. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have smartphones these days, so they already have the most important factor. They've got the computer that has the technology within it to know which direction it is, right? If you've ever used one of the sky apps on your phone, augmented reality, like they've got these apps where you point your phone at the sky, mm-hmm. and it will show you the constellations, kind of thing. You can move the phone around and it moves with you and that kind of thing. So obviously it has the kind of the technology that you would need to have in a head-mounted device to track your head movements and things like that.
Sure, that'd be relatively easy.
And it's cheap. So it's made out of cardboard. There are some lenses in the cardboard, and the lenses allow the phone to be close to your head without it getting blurry, right? Because if you hold your phone close up to your eyes, you're not going to be able to see anything.
Right.
So it's got two lenses in it. It's got some magnets in it, apparently, for like that provides some sort of a clicking ability, I guess, with the phone, because these phones have magnetic detection in them somehow.
All right.
And you literally buy these things online for like $20 if you want. You can go and get a Google Cardboard right now. You don't have to wait till the New York Times puts it in their Sunday edition.
Well, I don't get the New York Times anyway.
Right. Most of our listeners do not get the New York Times. But, you know, this is an interesting proposal, right? Like to give away a million plus virtual reality headsets to people. And basically your phone, when you run the Google Cardboard app, I've downloaded the app and tried it. I don't have the cardboard. I just tried the app. And so what it does is it splits the screen into two, and you see the left and the right eyes, and then that's how it works, right? So it just the phone is capable of doing this. Now, obviously, some phones are more capable than others. You just got a Galaxy Note 4, which is much, much better of a phone, I think, than the one that I have, which is the Samsung S3. It's a fairly old phone in comparison. So your phone, I believe, is actually compatible with the upcoming Oculus Rift, which is the real virtual reality headset that Facebook is looking to release, I think, towards the end of this year. So we are on the cusp right now of the upcoming virtual reality product technology war.
What is virtual reality good for? Now, for me, all I can figure out is really awesome video games.
Yeah, that's one.
And, of course, it's the internet, so there's going to be porn involved.
That's two.
But I, to me, I don't...
I saw three. Do you want the answer?
Okay.
So here's another one. Educational things. So there was
actually... pretend that you're in a classroom?
No. You could... okay, so you remember the old viewfinder?
Yeah.
Viewmaster.
The red thing. Where
the red thing with a wheel of pictures in it, the little slide.
I've probably still got a few of those somewhere.
So I saw on the React channel the other day, maybe it was React or Fine Brothers, one of those channels on YouTube. They're great little reactionary kind of videos that they make. They had adults react to the Viewmaster, and they brought out the old Viewmaster. Of course, everybody had one of these things at some point as a kid, and so everybody's, you know, swooning over the memories of having the Viewmaster. And then they revealed that Mattel apparently has now made a new Viewmaster for 2015, and this one is virtual reality, and it is essentially a Google Cardboard device with some sort of proprietary system that you have to buy their card, and then you have to have the code to access. So you don't just get to use this. You can't just download an app and use it. You do have to buy their stuff, apparently.
Won't be long before that's a free app.
There's some kind of crack around. I'm sure there's some way to crack it, but I haven't looked into that. So anyway, they gave the adults this new Viewmaster, and they were able to try it out, and they were all blown away by this. And it didn't look that impressive to me, but I'm on the flat screen. You know, I'm watching them play the thing. I'm not actually experiencing it. And so they had, like, one of the things that you could do was you'd look in the solar system, and you could, like, shoot around and move around the solar system, look around. So, you know, like, fly over by Earth and then turn around and look at Mars. And then there's, like, all these things, like statistics and information that comes up. And
that's not the solar system, because the solar system's really, really boring. If you understand the space.
This is like an augmented solar system with information and things you can learn about the planets. You know, you click on the planet, you can zoom in on it.
But do you understand how far Pluto is from the sun? Like, if Pluto is a speck of, like a little tiny speck of sand, it's like a mile and a half from the sun.
I'm sure
you
don't have to travel in real time, Mark. You're flying through space in this particular virtual reality. You asked me for what this could be used for. I'm trying to explain it to you. There's also one like an African plains where you're looking at...
well, we got to have dinosaurs.
I didn't see that one on the short list that they looked at on the React channel. So you're at an African watering hole with there's zebras over here and there's rhinos over there or whatever, and you can click on them and
crocodile attack
and get their scientific names and things like that. So it can be used for educational purposes to kind of immerse young people into environments that might be a little unusual for them, like a rainforest.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. That's good.
So that's one, right? So that's something different than porn and video games.
Yeah, something different than porn and video games. But I mean, video games don't have to be non-educational,
no,
right?
That's
like,
true.
You know, there's plenty of.
But man, let me tell you, the Oculus Rift. They've had the Oculus Rift on the React channel, and watching people react to that is pretty priceless.
Mm.
Like they'll put them in a horror game like Alien Isolation, and they freak out. It is much more persuasive to be in these goggles because you can like feel it in the pit of your stomach if you're like falling in the game and things like that. So we'll talk more about this. What's going to happen with the New York Times? Because there's a couple different viewpoints on what this is going to do for virtual reality tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.